Where's your headset?
I thought
if I waited any longer, you guys would all be gone. Just. We're done?
Oh.
Hand raiser too, very polite.
Just to start with Mikhail Sergachev, what have you seen from him as far as his instincts and how much confidence it looks like he's been able to play with since the start of the season?
Well, the one thing with Sergei is, you know, the offensive side of things, you don't have to work with as hard when he was first coming to the league. It's just, you know, it's usually the young guys, it's their play away from the puck, their battles in the corner, because it's just a whole different ball game from junior to the NHL. But just watching the progression of him, just from last year this time to now, especially when you have the likes of Hedman out of lineup and now responsibilities increase. Now you're finding yourself in the penalty kill the odd time. And he's really, you know, he just keeps growing into it. And, you know, the offensive part, he's getting more comfortable in that. And obviously the pass he made tonight was, not a lot of D. You can see that when he's in that play he made. But it's, he's progressing. It's been fun to watch.
Is there a way to kind of quantify the first 2+ minutes of the third period and the effort it takes out of the ice for that long of time to find a way to survive it?
Yeah, any time you can kill off a 5-on-3 that's prolonged, it's just a boost for your team. And I know that they ended up scoring later in the period, but you can't underestimate the lift it gave our team and the passion, the energy it gave us when those guys killed it off. You know, a goal goes in there and then they score that other one, you know, now you're down. And so they gave us that, excuse me, that little room for error, and they kept them off the board, and, you know, they found a way to tie it and we found a way to win it. But those are just big moments in the game that you look back and you circle and say, well, that's probably a big reason why we won.
Coop, they just seem to keep it coming all night. What was the adjustment made after the first period for you guys to play more on their end in the second?
Well, it's probably our compete level in the end. That's what had to lift a little bit. And they didn't have a whole lot of scoring chances in the first period. They were just in our zone for a bit. And so we had to, you know, kind of reset. And, you know, then we came out and kind of reversed the tables in the second. And third period was two teams trying to win a game.
Break point okay?
He's okay, yeah.
Obviously, no one's played perfect 60 minutes, but as Todd mentioned, with the defense team overall, you've been encouraging the guys just find a way at some particular points, or are you kind of so close?
I don't know. I think this group, you know, is a 16th game. Consistently, they've played pretty well. Have we been perfect? No, but name a team in the league that has been. And there hasn't been a ton of, it hasn't been a huge roller coaster ride. Was the time of possession not what we wanted in the first period? For sure. But in the end, it wasn't, it wasn't like Vasi had to kick everything out. We contained them and they just had a little bit of zone time. And, when we kicked in the second period, things obviously got a lot better for us. But overall, you know, sitting here and saying, well, it's not your, what are the terms you use? You're not your best.
Yeah, he's not
their
best.
I don't know. So if you can consider you have to dominate a team and for that to be your best game, I don't know. Like, this is a National Hockey League. Every team's good. Any team can beat anybody. It's like razor thin, you know, the margin of victory. And this team's found a way to win a lot of games so far. And so, you got to pat him on the back. And is there a little concern how we started a few games? Yeah. Address it and move on, but I've been pretty proud of the guys.
So it's 2 years now that you've had 25 points through 16 games. What's been maybe the biggest key or the similar theme between the two starts?
The 25 points.
Coop, that Cirelli line on the forecheck was really humming tonight. That goal by Matthew Joseph, how good was it to see him finally get one at home?
Yeah, shoot the puck. That was the one thing we weren't doing in the first period. The second period we were, and it helped us. And, you know, it was a slippery little shot. He, like, pulled it, you know, to his feet and shot it through the defenseman's leg. And so now using him as a little bit of a screen, and thankfully for us, it went in.
You always talk about it's like anybody can play with anybody. Anybody should be able to play with anybody at any point during the game. Brady goes down with injury, but you kind of have to mix and match things a little bit. Ends up being a game-winning goal. Is that a perfect example of making sure everybody knows how to play with everybody?
It's making sure everybody is on the same page in the system. And it was unfortunate we lost Pointer there at the end and how we lost him. But his offensive zone drawn, and Cooch has played a lot of games with Johnny, and he's been out with Gordon. So there's a big group of guys that played together before, and so it's easy, pretty easy to just put him out there.
Thanks, Cooch.